So you go to the movies and then go to dinner. Yeah, nice move. That's a strong, I might copy that move.
Yeah.
That's like 2 days in one, bro.
Boom. So, I mean, why go out twice when you can just go out once and do two things?
Let's start running this, because this is what the people need. Are we going?
It's the truth.
All right. It's okay. We're not even going to introduce the podcast because I'm learning something.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Yeah.
And it's your Friday plans.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And just for those who haven't heard, what are your Friday plans?
You go to the movie.
Got it.
And then from the movie, you go to dinner. You know what I mean? So you go to the movie at 5.
Okay.
Right?
5 o'clock. Yeah, that's a good
time.
And
then it starts at 5, but usually it's not going to start till 5:30 because they're trying to sell you, you know.
Everything.
Yeah, they're trying to sell you whatever, right?
So car insurance, life insurance.
All of that, you know. Yeah, so 5:30, boom. Usually a 2-hour movie, boom, 7:30. And then nowadays what you can do is on the app, you can actually book like the car to pick you up at 7:30 on like, you know, these taxi apps. Boom.
Right.
So it's so efficient. So you come straight out of the movie theater. As soon as you walk down, boom,
car.
The taxi's right there. Boom. And then you set up the dinner for like 8 because, you know, usually takes a lot of traffic. It's a lot of traffic to get you.
Yes.
It's 7:30 Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, downtown London.
Yeah, you maneuvering.
Exactly. Boom. So 7:30, boom. You get there at 8. You make sure it's 8 o'clock for the dinner. Boom, you're walking in right there, and then as soon as you walk in, the lady says, "Umenyora at 8 o'clock."
Yes.
Boom. Done.
Hold up.
Done.
Hold up.
I'm talking about 2-8. It's military precision.
Yes.
Military precision. Yeah.
So does Layla know the work you put behind this?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
And the thing is, like, We all have our, you know, the things that we're good at,
yes.
right?
Uh-huh.
Right. So this is me. This is what I'm good at. Like, when it's time to move and pack and all that type of stuff, that's her, right?
let's identify our skill set.
Yeah, but this right here, I plan it to perfection, bro. Never fails. You should join me one day, man.
I join you at the dinners, but this is
you love
magical.
A good movie, don't you?
Bro.
Right.
I need this.
Yeah. So if you're down, but if you're down, the thing about these movie theaters that we go to, right?
How are you going to get there? Oh, we're done film. Okay, I got it. I got our schedule in our head. Got it, because we work on Friday.
Yeah, we're done by 12.
This is genius.
Go home, chill. Ooh. If you want, you can get like a little, you know, Pelly, or you can get a little,
a little psych.
But yeah, but you gotta do that to build up the appetite because
How do you get through the movie without going big on the popcorn or anything before the dinner? Because that's tough.
Not the popcorn, but what I do okay. usually is I get like, you know, I like candy. You know, I like candy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I get the nice candy.
Ooh.
And then over there, they got like this little hot chocolate. So I get a hot chocolate.
Ooh.
And then Layla usually gets the olives. She likes olives.
Anaya likes olives.
Yeah, they're just.
This is good for Layla's turned out great.
Boom.
This is amazing.
Boom. Just like that. And then we just do that. And then you go in. You're not like starving, but you're okay. It holds.
Yes.
You. And then you get in there, you go to work.
Cars booked.
Boom.
In, out. Movie, restaurant. Umenyora, bam.
As soon as you're walking in.
Yes.
Boom, you're walking in. They're like, oh, because you're right on time, right?
What you're supposed to be.
That's how it is.
2 dates in 1.
Boom.
This is amazing.
Boom.
Like, you've done enough to sustain.
For a couple of weeks.
Bam. Like, there's all, it was, because it was seamless.
Boom.
It was entertaining.
Boom.
Enjoyable.
Boom.
And a full stomach.
Everything in one.
Holla at me.
I mean.
Genius. It's so simple, it just took proper planning.
That's all.
These NFL coaches need to learn from you.
Yeah.
People need to learn from you.
Yeah.
Proper planning. Thinking it through. Having a game plan.
And we all win. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
You want to see that movie.
I want to see
You want to eat that dinner.
I want to eat the
you
dinner.
You want it to be seamless, effortless.
Everybody wins.
Jeez. I mean, listen.
Yeah.
For all those who want to know how to do it, just follow that script.
That's it.
That script. You know what? On our show, we did something that I was going to start to show off, which was the NFL never disappoints. But you know what? I've changed that.
Okay.
OC never disappoints. We came in here, sat down, off the gate. You told me, how to manage my Fridays, Saturdays, whenever I have time off.
Whenever you want to do it, just do it. I like that sweater, man. What is that, Essentials?
Yeah. Little Essentials.
Okay.
Little Essentials. An LA brand.
Okay.
You know.
I have a question for you. Did they pay me?
No. Let's cut that all out.
Yeah, you gotta.
Cut that all out, actually. In all honesty. Okay, cut that out right there, Simon. I see you right now. Cut that out. I'm not going to stop talking until you say I'm cutting it out. All right. So anyways, this is Essentials.
Yeah, it's a nice shirt.
Pretty fly.
It's fly. It is.
Know the guy who's made the brand, but, you know, we're done talking about it.
Well, shout out to him, because he made some nice clothes, but if he's not going to pay us, then...
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean, I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, it's life.
Okay.
That's life. You got to pay. Got to pay to play.
It's life. OC, can I commend you on your performance on Sunday? Can we talk about that?
Whew.
For those that don't know,
it's a rough one.
Well, everybody who listens was either at the game or watched the game. Right. So let's be honest.
Right.
But my man OC had to go back to New York for the reunion of the Super Bowl in 2011. Am I right?
2011.
The reunion, because he missed the first one. Luckily, the man has two Super Bowls.
Twice.
Two times, as everybody says, two times. Goes back, does all of that, all the events, gets on the plane. Flies overnight.
Saturday night, yep.
Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Lands Sunday. Yep. Comes straight to the game.
Straight to the game.
Straight to a live broadcast.
Straight to it.
I watched a man preserve his energy like someone who's been to battle before. Every second you had a second.
I rested.
It was a rest. I looked over at OC so many times and was like, we going to do this? And he just looked at me and he gave me the nod. And then when the camera came on, it was game time. That's a man who knows how to plan a movie and a date right there. That's all I'm saying.
You know, Jason, it would have been easy to shortchange the people.
Ooh.
That would have been the easy way out. Just shortchange the people, right? Shortchange them.
Shortchange.
Give them the short end of the stick, right? But the fact that I had to go to New York to do the things that I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Had absolutely nothing to do with the people.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what?
Give me a pen. This doesn't work. Oh. And OC's saying something amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. This is how I work. Sorry, I was like.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so no matter what happens, Jason, no matter how tired you are, if you are in the performance industry, you must perform.
Mm.
Period. Mm. No excuses. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, I'm not feeling well.
Ooh.
Nobody cares.
I will see.
You have to show up because that's what people expect from you. You must show up.
I will see.
You must show up, Jason.
Why are we always on the same wavelength?
Yeah.
It pains me that we think so much alike because our podcast is about life.
Mm.
It's about things that happen day to day. Second to second. I don't know why I went from days to second. You should go from second to days.
Yeah.
But you know where I'm going.
I understand you completely.
You got me. And now, it all relates to football. And when you think about where we are, I'm just looking at my research notes. Week 6.
Mm.
You know what happens in the league right now?
Yeah, tell us what happens, Jay.
Excuses.
Mm.
Excuses.
Oh, this is hurting.
Excuses, players, coaches, organizations. And you see all of this insider finger pointing. Because it hasn't always manifested at this point because it's still a little early. But those who aren't playing well, it's somebody else's fault.
Always.
It's somebody else's fault. But as players, guess what we got to do? We're on that tape.
Yep.
We got to play.
No matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what.
You watch what the Raiders just went through. Everybody in the NFL was probably willing to give them an excuse.
Yep.
Give them tough situation. What did they do, OC?
Went out there and performed.
Balled.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody cares. It's performance over everything. I remember a few years ago something was happening, and you said, Jay Bell. Nobody's crying for you.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
We got to go.
You got to go.
We got to do this.
You gotta go. And you realize, though, Jason, you realize that a lot of times that's what separates athletes from other people.
Yeah.
Like high-level athletes,
yes.
That, you will find that a lot of times that is what separates them from other people. High-performance people in general.
That yes, high-performance people in general, whatever in general. They do, you're right.
Because you are responsible for your actions and for your work. Mm-hmm. You're responsible for that. So no matter what's going on around you, you have to be able to compartmentalize. How do you say that word? Compartmentalize. Yes.
How are you going to ask me when I ask you how to do
yeah,
words?
Yeah, but I just knew that because of your glasses, you'd be able to.
Oh, I'm back.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm back.
So I knew you
I
would
can
know
see.
The
yeah,
word.
Compartmentalize. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, it just
You see that?
Jeez.
That's how well I know you.
You
now,
do. It just flew
out
of my brain.
If you had your glasses on, I wouldn't ask you.
You wouldn't even
question.
Challenge me.
I would have said nothing. But the fact you had those glasses on.
You knew.
I knew.
And it did. Jeez. It's one of those days.
So.
Wow.
You just got to do that. And you just got to come out there and perform. And that's exactly what happened. I was, Jason, struggling.
Yeah.
Yep. I was so tired. I had nothing in me. But as soon as that light come on, boom.
Yeah.
They expect this from you. You got to deliver. As soon as the light goes off, you go back to resting. Period. That's just how it is.
Man, this is so serious. And it's so poignant. Is that right?
That's very good.
Is that good?
That's very good.
To where we are.
Yeah.
Because I just thought of something Tom Brady said, right? And everybody, as they should, always is hanging on every word Tom Brady says because how is he doing it? And he always talks about how he started. He's always talking about the start and then the present moment. He never really talks about the future. It's always where he came from and where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite interesting. But he always talked about being ready for that moment, being ready for that opportunity, because those opportunities don't come. And when they do, they come quickly and you got to take advantage of them. I missed a lot of opportunities as a player.
Mm.
Maybe fear, worry, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff I left on the table till I got to New York. And then in that environment, I was just like, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Go time. And that's carried over into what we're doing now. But there's a lot of times where I've been hesitant, scared, all this. But I've surrounded myself with people, really, you, that goes, not today.
Mm.
Not happening. You're not going to go that way.
Yeah.
You know, Simon, shout out to Simon over here. It's been times where it's been challenging things I've had to do. He's like, no, you can do it. We can get through it, right? Mm. Boom. You're around people like that. You said something that's key. Everybody is performing at what they do. Whether you're a parent trying to raise children, which is the hard, that's the ultimate skill set.
Mm.
We're all trying to perform. And there's opportunities for us to go out there and make our statement. But we let excuses keep us from those opportunities.
Mm.
We are watching players on teams have excuses. And they're losing, or they're about to lose, or they're not performing, or they haven't checked themselves because of that. The great teams, the great organizations, the great players, the great coaches, all the greats, they don't let that in the building, do they, OC?
Nope. Nope.
They don't let it in the building.
Nope.
It's not that we don't think this. It's that we stop it at the door. Like we all, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but we all have our own issues. But it's how fast we slam the door on that. How do you go about it?
It took me like a, I would say, maybe college.
Mm, that's good though.
To truly understand the world that we're living in, right? Mm-hmm. It took me like quite a while. I haven't always been like this. But something clicked in me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's only very few people who really care what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That is true.
Very few people actually care what you're going through.
Enough to really change their daily schedule and thoughts.
Very few people.
Yeah.
So once you understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
you got to say to yourself, okay, if nobody really cares, why am I going to be giving all these excuses? Ooh. Why am I going to say this, that, this? They don't.
Who am I giving the excuses to?
Who are you talking to? They don't care. They don't care.
Right. That's true.
So now you're like, okay, they don't care. You better perform. Man. You better keep that inside you and share it for people who actually do care, right?
Yes. Yep.
And that's it. That's literally the way you have to go about your life, man. It's weird. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
Book you made me read. You were reading. We were going to do something for work. You said, oh, I'm going to gift you. I said, what is that book? You said, I'm going to gift you.
Mm-hmm.
Willpower. We talked about it. And I read it and I said, amazing. Thank you. I've guided a lot of my decisions off that. What you just said made so much sense. Those excuses, that time you spend, it's emptying your gas tank. It's emptying your willpower.
Yep.
So everyone needs to understand, like, this isn't a thing to where we're almost being like nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about self-preservation and protecting the people close enough to you that you really care, that you're really doing all this for, right? Because those are the people that are in this huddle with you.
Yep.
You only have so much gas in your tank, and you know it more than anybody. Don't empty it on useless things.
Can't do it.
And excuses, no matter how much they make us feel good to get it off our chest or whatever, it's taken away from our gas tank.
Yep.
And I'm just, you know, I'm saying this theme because as I look at what's happening, you know, we do football all day. This is a release for us, to be honest, to talk about other things. But I'm just like so aware of what's happening. And when I watch for our Tuesday show, we're watching the games and we're trying to get like, what's a real storyline? Like, let's give our people a nugget. And I'm like, what's happening? How do you adjust? Yeah, we talk about adjustments, but people forget about the human factor in that.
Yeah.
These, you know, coordinators, coaches, players, things might be different this year. It's we see now, we're in week six, post game week six, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of are getting your identity. You might have to change.
Yep.
Are you making excuses? Is it, I don't have these players this year? Oh, you know, we don't have this. Or is it, this is what's happening, let me go in the lab.
Yeah.
And you made a great comment about a coach that'll be on our show tonight.
Yep.
Tomlin.
Yeah.
And he's one of the, when you look at him, I see a solution.
Never makes excuses.
I just see, hey, we got to go back and fix.
And never make excuses.
And his players, the ones we see at the end, the ones we talk about, yeah, there's talent. But at some point, when the challenge comes, because every year doesn't something come, OC? It's always something new. You got an injury to deal with. You're banged up. This is happening. They've changed this. It's all a mess. But you battle through all of that and focus on what's ahead of you and ball out. And you see that with the great players, and you see that with the great teams. And it's hard. Do you think it's hard to do that every year with a team? Do you think a team that's had success can still use those philosophies as far as approaching the game and approaching dealing with this adversity, or is it hard?
As long as the leader remains the same, as long as the leader remains the same, the team will follow suit. Never fails.
Right.
It never fails. If you have a coach with that kind of mentality, and we talked about Mike Tomlin,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
He gets up there. Have you noticed? He gets up there from in front of the press conference.
Yep.
And he is the same way every single time.
Bro,
no matter what happens.
Bro, he is.
We got to do better. I got to do better. Yep. I got to do this. I got to do that. We have to do this. We have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this guy's hurt. That guy's hurt. Don't matter.
Yep.
He don't care, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, inside him, who knows what he's thinking? He's a human being.
Right.
Right?
Well, yes.
Who knows what he's thinking?
It's battles. It's in your own head.
It's like, oh, my God. Like, this guy's hurt. This guy's hurt. This guy's hurt. He's like, how are we going to win the game?
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at him, stand up there,
mm-hmm,
stands tall, head up high, and he's telling you that it doesn't matter what happens, they have to perform. And guess what that has led to, Jason? This man has been there I don't even know how many years.
Never a losing record.
Never had a losing record before.
Never.
Never had a losing record. And listen,
never.
I've been on teams that didn't have a losing record, and we weren't even a good team,
yep,
right?
Yep.
they are never a bad team. It's hard to understand. It's hard to fathom.
Yeah.
For most people.
It really is. When you said it, I was like, man, you're all right.
Never been a bad team. They are always going to fight you. They're always going to be solid. I've never seen anything like this before. And this is why he 100% is the best coach in the league. You can actually make a case. He might be one of the best coaches we've ever seen.
True. Yeah, yeah. As far as how people respond to him.
I would love to play for him. I would have loved to play for Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Loved it. That would have been an incredible experience.
I'm going a little... This is interesting, and I like how you're thinking. When obviously, I want the Rams to be in the Super Bowl. Mm. I've thrown it out there. And we've talked about Hollywood and being tough and all that kind of stuff, right? I mean, you know, it's you got to win in L.A. When you look at that team, do you think they have the mentality to really face all of these challenges this year? Some have happened, but there's going to be more.
The Rams.
The Rams.
That's a great question.
Because I'm a McVay fan.
Yeah.
And they got no excuses. Let's be honest. McVay never came out and said it, but he basically told the organization, I'm a quarterback away.
Mm-hmm.
Go get him. Matthew Stafford, hello, welcome. Yeah. And he's balling.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have any excuses left.
Now, okay. I know McVay, right?
Yeah, this is just conversational. Yeah.
And I think he's a hard-nosed football coach.
Cool.
Extremely smart.
You do know him.
Extremely smart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knows the game inside and out.
Yeah. Oh, he's brilliant.
I think that without a shadow of a doubt, he's going to win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Ooh. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Nice. I'm willing to ride with you on that.
I didn't say it was going to be this year.
No, you didn't.
But without a shadow of a doubt.
I'm not putting words in your mouth.
He is the right coach to lead that team to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Now, that's not the question you asked.
That's not the question I asked, but I like how you're going. You should be a politician.
The question you asked me was, this year.
Uh-huh.
Do they have what it takes?
Yes.
I don't see it.
Ooh. I didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear that from you.
I don't see it just yet. Not just yet.
Yes. Yeah.
There are some teams that I see that are willing to die for it.
Mm. Bro, you got to lay it on the line.
Yeah.
This sports are aggressive.
Yeah. When I look now, I look at Tampa. Everybody's kind of forgotten about Tampa.
You better not.
Right? What are they, 5-1?
You better not.
Right?
Because Tom Brady got everything we just talked about.
Listen, when it comes down to it, right? Playoff game.
Mm.
Rams.
This coffee tastes good because this conversation is fly right now.
Rams versus Tampa Bay.
Ooh.
Am I betting on the Rams to beat Tampa? No chance.
Even with the secondary issues.
Listen, I don't care what the excuses are,
mm-hmm.
like we just talked about. I don't care what the issues are. I know Tampa, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know the people on that team.
Mm-hmm.
You know Brady.
Yep.
You know their coaching staff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know JPP, Barrett, all those boys. You mean to tell me when it comes down to it, you're going to bet on the team from Los Angeles to beat those boys? Let's be serious here. You talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, gosh. Listen, if the Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl or in the Final Four, what is going to happen in the world of the NFL?
Listen, regardless of what's going to happen, right? When I look at the Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
you look at a quarterback who's playing – over these past 2-3 years.
He's playing top five ball.
Top five ball, period, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Not only is he playing top five ball, when it matters, fourth quarter, 2 minutes left in the game, you know, he's in a battle. He's in a fight for his life.
Bro.
He is playing out of his mind.
Yep. That's the key, right? We keep talking about that. Who are you in the last 3 minutes? The ball is in your hands.
This guy's, I just read something. He's 9 touchdowns, no interceptions in the last 2 minutes of a game, of a tight game.
How do you always remember this stuff?
I just do. Yeah, I just do. Like, he's done that. His quarterback rating, his pass completion is like 80%,
jeez,
right?
And when it counts. All the other stuff is fluff, bro.
Right? Now, you give a guy like that a defense.
Yep.
Are you telling me that in the NFC Championship game, you're going to pick Stafford?
Yeah.
You're going to pick Stafford to beat these guys?
You have a lot of things that you're not sure about in that game that you might question.
About the moment. So the question you asked me, the answer is no. I haven't seen enough to say that this year, with the guys, the competition that they're going to be playing against,
yeah,
I don't think they can overcome that.
I know, even though it's early, somewhat, you and I know from our playing days, from a defensive standpoint, once we start getting some tape, once we start seeing how you move, right, we can go out there and do it. So we're looking at the game like that. And it is really about who do we think can get to those final rounds and what are the intangibles for them to win those rounds. And that's the beauty of the game. And everybody is trying to put themselves in a position, put their team in a position to beat those teams. But the undeniable factor is, who's ready mentally for it? You know, who is ready? Something else I want to – this is – that ties into what you said earlier. We got to see a great game, right? We out here came down the last kick. Amazing. We can easily sit here and talk about Trevor Lawrence, which I'm a huge fan of. Obviously, he's my friend now. I'm going to hit him up. I'm going to hit him up on a direct message, see if I get his number. Probably won't happen, but I'm going to take a shot, OC.
It's not happening, but it's cool.
If you would have been there for the interview – he would have been like, hey, OC, hit me up, man. Let me know tips. But when Jay Bell's there, it's a quick, oh, thank you very much. See you later. Bam. I need you, bro. I need you. Stop it. Man, I'm telling you, every time we do in our interviews, coach, player, whatever, people are like, OC? OC? It's a game changer. Anyways, it's all good. But I'm going to talk something, and this is real. When we talked about excuses, we talked about performing, and we talked about opportunity. We understand in high-pressure situations, you got to go out there and do it. But we also understand there's somebody knocking on the door, right? As good as you've been, you've had to fend off first-round draft picks.
Yep.
Guys who can play.
Yep.
Oh, he's getting a little expensive. We're going to have to pay him. Let's go draft somebody. Now he got the ball. Right. You've been there. And what have you done? You knuckled up.
Gotta go.
This is what my fear is, and this is why I do what I do. Who kicked the winning field goal? Matthew Wright. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Off the street. Boom. Game. First win.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Lambeau's been their kicker for years. Mm-hmm. Consistent. Great. All that. Not available. This guy goes out here, and you know when they got back on that team, they looking at this guy like, right?
Yep.
Guess who got released?
Lambeau?
Josh Lambeau.
Wow. Really?
Coach Meyer said on Monday that Matthew Wright had earned the team's kicking job, and that suggested Lambeau's time with the team was coming to an end. Jacksonville officially dropped the axe on Tuesday morning.
Wow.
All of this being said, everyone, everywhere, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, keep grinding, because any excuse, somebody wants what you got,
yep,
what you're doing, and where you're at, because that's an improvement.
Wow. That's incredible.
Boom. The Jason and OC Podcast.
God damn, that's crazy.
That's
they
crazy.
They released him?
They released him. This is a great kicker.
Yeah, he's been there for a
they
while.
They love
now,
him.
Huh?
They got love for him.
Didn't care nothing about that. Get out of here.
And I'm not saying it's fault. He was hurt. I'm just saying.
That's just how it is.
That's how it is. Go out there, do your best, be in the moment, understand your willpower, stay on the grind. Thanks for showing up on Sunday, OC. I really appreciate that. Jason OC Podcast, we are officially out. I think I'm empty.
What are you doing? What are you doing with your hands?
This is because I was, I'm going to be honest, you were dropping some nuggets. Yeah. I am ready to go out there and like ball out and just whatever I got to do.
Yeah.
Like I got a parent-teacher meeting on Zoom. Yeah, oh, I'm balling.
You got to go handle
that. Oh, I'm coming in hot.
You got to go handle that.
I'm coming in hot, mister. I'm not going to say your full name on the podcast.
Yep.
Coming in hot.
Mm-hmm. You better know.
I'm here. Parent-teacher conference, Zoom or no Zoom.
Whatever.
Active. And then set up the date on Friday. Be like, oh, see, life is good.
Yeah, man. Let me know about that Friday, bro.
I like it. I like it.
Let me know.
Shout out to the people that make the chicken rice for us on our show
goodness.
Early in the week. That chicken rice is amazing.
So good.
Yeah, anybody know any good chicken rice places, let us know. Like, and we mean like a truck. Like, we want to pull up to a truck.
But you know what? You know what? I got to be honest with you. That chicken rice, the first time they made it,
yeah,
they had like, it was like, you know the sweet and sour chicken?
Yeah.
They had like small pieces of that inside
inside
the regular grilled chicken and rice that they had.
Okay.
So it was so amazing. Mm. And since then, it has been so good, but they've been missing those little small pieces of sweet and sour chicken.
Do you think it's not available or something? Like they don't got it on site?
I don't know what's
going
on.
But we are late because we come in kind of late, so maybe the lunch crowd.
They've eaten all of that.
We need to get ours early.
Yeah.
I could sit for hours. It's great.
I don't mind. Yeah.
It saturates.
Yeah. It's good. But I need the little pieces. It's like just small pieces of sweet and sour chicken.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You remember what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not in there no more. Have you, man. You know what I mean?
Yes,
it's not in there anymore. Yep.
Man, we need to make this happen. Sweet and sour chicken. Holla at your boy. This is like my third ending.
Yeah.
But we can't end.
We keep going.
We just keep rolling. We just want to thank all the fans from around the world who came to the UK to watch the London Games. OC, it was amazing. What was your experience like?
Man, never seen anything like it before, J-Bell. Fantastic. The fans were going crazy. The games were good.
Man.
The games were good, and that's the most incredible thing about the whole thing. Everybody was like, But the games were incredible. The fans were great. The stadium. Stadium. I mean, imagine that. On fire. That was a great time, JB.
You are absolutely right about the stadium. And then it closed out with that final kick, bro. The last seconds. Like you said, super competitive games. Great games. Can't wait till they come back next year. OC, you know people in the league. What are the teams?
Huh? You know, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you, Jason.
We'll see. We'll wait till
next
year.
They're going to be good teams. Good game.
Can't wait. I'll throw you some shade. I'm on my lighter. You're just a joker. Boy, you ain't that smart. I'm a call your bluff. I seen all your cards. If I see some, can't wait till